can fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream still running. A rusty old American dream.
And you know what that means? Time once again to talk the problems you may be having with your car, your truck, your van. And thanks to the help you're going to get from Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, among other things, in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Are you on the road as we speak?
Well, you know, you're in Jordan and I'm in Grand Rapids, so I think we have the state pretty well covered.
It's amazing, this high-tech stuff. Well, Nick, let me introduce you to Jake from By the Yard here. We are at the By the Yard showroom in Jordan, Minnesota, doing my second-to-the-last show here with a lot of great folks who have stopped by. One of them is Jake from By the Yard, and we have been and are going to be giving away some good stuff here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually are going to draw our first winner right now, and the first prize of the day is going to John in Maple Grove, and that's a $250 gift card to John.
Wow.
Well, I'll get that for you, John. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, outstanding. And you're going to be doing this now By the Yard for our duration here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away four tickets to the local 9. Watch your baseball team. Go cheer them on. Right. And then at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a By the Yard rocker.
Oh, so love those rockers.
Absolutely, and it's backed by that 35-year warranty as well.
Outstanding. So you keep us up to date. There, will you?
You bet. All Thanks, Denny.
Jake from By the Yard. Nick, wish you were here, but I know you're going to help our listeners out as usual. If you have any, I know Ryan, our producer, has some questions for you. A whole list, as a matter of fact. He may be filling up the whole show today, as a matter of fact. But Nick,
I kind of want that rocker, though.
You want that rocker? All right. Well,
yeah. Put my name in that hat too, huh?
We'll do that. We'll do that. Nick, let's invite our listeners to join in too on this conversation. 651-461-9226. You can phone it in if you want to ask Nick a question. That'd be great. Otherwise, just send a text. 651-461-9226. A text just came in, Nick. As a matter of fact, wants your opinion on run flat tires. I know we've talked about that past shows. What is that, and are there any good?
Well, they, you know, some vehicles that are not equipped with a spare tire come with a run flat. In the event, obviously, if you have a low tire, flat tire, you have a way to get to help, I guess. So, you know, most often, if a car is not equipped with a spare tire, we'll replace them with what it came with. People typically don't switch to a run flat from what, you know, if it's just a standard vehicle with a spare tire. You know, they're a little bit heavier, but they run well. They wear well. They cost a little bit more, obviously, with the technology. But I would say if your vehicle is equipped with a spare tire, it did not come with run flats from the manufacturer, I wouldn't switch to it. Switching out of it, that's a matter of choice. Obviously, once again, like I mentioned, if you switch to a run flat setup, you don't have a spare tire. In the event of a flat tire, you're kind of stuck and stranded somewhere. So keep that in mind if you're looking to replace your tires and they're equipped with run flat originally.
All right. Very good. You know, and I've talked to Ryan Perpich, our producer, many times at the top of the show. And Ryan, you've got some issues there.
Well, Nick, let me just set up the scenario for you here. So my roommate, she has a 2014 Nissan Juke, and she just got a new vehicle, and instead of exchanging the vehicle with the dealer, her parents had the idea to sell this Nissan Juke. But the parents live in Iowa, and that is where I'm taking this Juke today. And I just got it in for an oil change. And the mechanic said it's best not to drive this long distances. And I just want to run this by you. If that's okay, I have a list of the issues that are present. Control arm, remove and replace. Lower transverse link, one side. Tie rod end, remove and replace. Brake pads, remove and replace, and it needs four new tires. Nick, would you recommend me driving this to Iowa today?
It's all on you.
Well,
though,
without having, yeah, I know. Without having my eyes on it, I don't know. There'd be a couple follow-up questions. You know, if that tie rod is dangerously loose, you know, the tie rod's part of the steering. If that comes disconnected, you don't have steering. Brake pads are pretty self-explanatory. Brake pads are worn out. You don't stop very well. Control arm, which has a ball joint, which is the pivot point of the front suspension there. you know, I guess I would honestly maybe get a second opinion. You know, based on what you're telling me, what they're telling you, if their recommendations don't drive it, I'm going to say I would agree with that unless I have more information. So if you can find somebody that's able to give that a shakedown, give it an assessment, tell them what you're trying to accomplish. You know, it's hard to say because I don't want to speak for whoever inspected the vehicle, but I don't know. But yes, if a tie rod is very loose or a control arm or the brake pads are very worn, that vehicle should not be driven that length or really, quite honestly, much at all. You know, whether you're on the highway or in town, if you have a tie rod come apart, you don't have brake pads, you could have trouble. So try to find a place today where you can have somebody inspect that for you, give you a little more, a second opinion, give you some advice that maybe helps you make a better decision.
Nah, I'm going to risk it.
I figured you would.
And well, good knowing you, friend.
Hope to talk to you next week.
If there is any good news, you're not in the dead of winter. It's a nice
exactly.
Day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give you a full update on that, Nick.
And Ryan, as you're driving, if you notice something different, this is a big thing for anyone, quite honestly. If you're driving along and all of a sudden something feels different, sounds different, is behaving differently, you need to stop. Because, you know, somebody inspected, they gave you some advice. Obviously, you're going to make the choices best for your situation. But if you're driving along, all of a sudden something doesn't feel right, don't just say, well, let's see what happens here, because that could be dangerous too. You know, just be cautious, be aware of your surroundings. Don't have the music at 10. You know, keep it quiet so you can pay attention to it and let the vehicle speak to you.
I'll be white knuckle driving all the way down. Don't you worry about me.
All right, Nick. Good going. Yeah, be careful out there.
I'll text you. Don't worry.
Right, let me know, and I'll pick you up if you run into.
Yeah, you
problems.
Owe me.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. All right. If you have any issues with your car, your truck, your van, you want some advice from Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's, call us or text us. You know the number, 651-461-9226. Let's see. Text came in, and it's this 2021 Ram truck. Texter says, when I slow down and then accelerate, there is a small hesitation and then a small jerk. Most of the time, it runs smoothly. What do you think, Nick? What could it be?
Slowing down, a small hesitation, a jerk. I wonder if there's not something with the transmission. Maybe it's downshifting, coming out of interlock. You know, pay attention to it. Take a note. You know, these are good notes you already have. But also try to pay attention to, have I been driving for a long time? Is the car hot? Is it cold? Try to find a way to duplicate that, you know, next time you're in for service, share that information with them, maybe have them hop in the car with you or the truck with you, take it for a drive and see if they can experience that and give you a little more, a better direction to go.
Very good. A texter wants to know, which by-the-yard location are we? We are at the main showroom in Jordan, Minnesota, and they've got lots of goodies here to eat, coffee, treats, all sorts. They put on a great spread. So if you're heading down, and we hope you do, we'd love to meet you here at Jordan, by-the-yard showroom in Jordan, Minnesota. Just a quick drive from the Twin Cities. If you're just joining us, Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive is doing his usual help here on a Saturday morning here on CCO. This happens to be my second to the last show here on CCO, getting some nice comments from folks via that text line. But, yeah, Ryan, we have one more, and you have one more show.
We're going out in a blaze of glory, Denny.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You got the first part right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and be right back with more. Call us, text us with any car care question you may have. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. It is currently 55 degrees in the Twin Cities. Nice weekend, a great holiday weekend. Keep in mind what this weekend is all about. It's thinking about those that we have lost in all the conflicts around the world all these years ago since the Civil War. So keep that in mind as you're grilling things, having any kind of an outdoor with family and friends. Remember. Partly sunny today. You're going to get up to about 69. Beautiful weekend. You talk about outside things like grilling. 51 the low tonight, 81 tomorrow, 88 Memorial Day. No mention, maybe a slight chance of showers Sunday night, maybe. But Monday looks really good, 88 then. But Tuesday, sunny near 92. So warm weather, summer. Definitely on the way. 55 right now here on CCO. We are broadcasting live at By the Yard Showroom in Jordan, Minnesota. And, of course, our usual show, the Car Care Show, in full swing. Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Nick, as well, as always like to ask you, for those that need some help from Lloyd's, Tell us where you are. How do we get in touch?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, as always, we will answer. You don't have to bring your car to us. We don't expect you to drive across town to do that. But if you have a question, feel free to give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul and you want to stop and say hi, you'll find us at 982 Grand Avenue, which is on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. For more information, check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will get you that information, before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so. I beg your pardon. Callers, texters, yes, we do. In fact, a listener here at the By the Yard showroom wants to know about hybrid batteries. A good question. How long do they last? When do you think a person who has a hybrid vehicle will need to change that battery?
Well, the vehicle will let you know, first of all, so you don't have to, it's not a maintenance item. There'll be warnings when one of the cells are not operating as they should. So it's not that you'll be caught one day and the car won't work. So don't worry about that. We do replace them. And honestly, it's typically, if I had to give you a number, but about 15 years, we see Priuses and such and some Hondas that we've done. So I wouldn't be too worried. Even if you're at that 15-year marker, we have cars that are plenty older than that still have the original battery.
Wow,
so
really?
It kind of case by case. Oh yeah, there's still a few of those first generation Priuses out there that still have those original batteries. So I feel that that the technology is good. I think they've done their research. And the product that's out there is fine, too. So I know a lot of people are worried if I'm buying a vehicle, I don't want a hybrid or it frightens me. Don't let that be the case. It's a good technology. It helps with the fuel economy. It's a good balance, a give and take. I like having the gasoline engine, having the hybrid or having the electric assist for the hybrid. So I think it's a good combination. So if you're out looking for a vehicle and a hybrid's an option, I think it's a good option to follow up with.
Especially with gas prices where they are right now. So to that listener,
absolutely.
Maybe 10, maybe 15 or more years for that. That's good news. All right, again, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question you might have for Nick Stoffel. I'm looking at another one here from the text. Let's see. A broken car can affect more than you know. Okay. I was unwillingly involved in a bad accident, Texas says, due to a poorly maintained car. The Sun car is a 2016 Honda Civic. Air conditioner condenser went out a couple of years ago per diagnostic testing at the dealership. Will cost over, $3,000. There was a recall, but there's no guarantee that the manufacturer will cover it if replaced the condenser. Not gotten in touch with or received a call from the manufacturer to discuss that issue. What do you suggest this texter should do? That's a pretty heavy-duty cost there for a condenser.
Yeah, I think you said it was a Honda. I think there's a vintage there where they actually had maybe some issues with the compressor, and the compressor failure created some debris that made its way into the condenser. So I think in that case, that might be a little more of a job than just the condenser. If you are in a situation where you have a failure, mechanical failure of your compressor, and then obviously that debris makes its way through. Upon replacement or repair, you can apply like a filter or a screen to catch any debris in the event that there is a problem, you don't have it happen again. Obviously talk with the manufacturer, talk with the dealership. I don't know what their situation, the mileage. There's a lot of circumstances that might vary or affect how that outcome is. But in the event that you do have a failure, inquire about a filter or a screen, because a lot of times that can kind of save you some heartache down the road.
As you know, Nick, we get this question from time to time. Does Lloyd's Automotive do warranty work? And I'm thinking, too, of those people that have maybe signed a deal where they have that extended warranty. You do that kind of work there at Lloyd's, right?
We can absolutely honor an extended warranty. If you're in the market of a vehicle, buying a new vehicle or used vehicle, and you're looking at extended warranty, please read the fine print. We'll get that question time from time. Should I buy it? Should I get it? And it's a matter of opinion and preference. But I would say read the fine print. Make sure you're buying what they're selling you, because a lot of times the salesman will maybe over-exaggerate or oversell you on a product that may or may not be true, which is kind of part of life. But as far as manufacturer warranties, that has to go to a franchise dealership. So whatever make the vehicle is, The dealership that has that flag out front is where you need to take that vehicle for any kind of recall, manufacturer warranty, type of repair.
So manufacturer warranty, go to your dealership with an extended warranty. Lloyd's will be happy to take you.
Lloyd's and most shops, quite honestly. You know, the way we see it, it's kind of a form of payment, quite honestly. It's up for us to kind of explain and not just talk to the customer or the owner of the vehicle, but we, in turn, we also talk with that extended warranty, tell them what's wrong, breaking down the pricing, kind of, you know, on behalf of the customer, negotiating and selling that to that extended warranty operation.
Looking at a text about our conversation about batteries, hybrid batteries, the texter says, I bought a 2007 Prius new. The car has over 200,000 miles on it, still the original battery. So there's an example of what you just told us, Nick. Let's see. Please explain. Texter wants to know oil cooler lines if they need replacing. What is that texter talking about, Nick?
An oil cooler line is just that. You know, it uses oil and it runs through a cooler to keep the temperatures down. A lot of times they use those coolers to cool other items or systems. A cost of replacement is likely because somebody's recommending because they're leaking. And anytime there's a cooler line, which oftentimes might have some pressurized fluid, whether it's coolant, transmission fluid, power steering fluid, engine oil, if it's leaking, those situations can go from bad to worse really quick, meaning that that leak can go from a small leak to a significant leak. If you run the vehicle out of oil or any one of those fluids, you can have trouble very quick. So if somebody's recommending that, they can demonstrate and show you what's wrong and why. I would say that's a repair that should be done sooner than later.
Texter bought a, I'm going to break for weather here coming up in a moment, bought a an oil filter from a auto parts store and was concerned and wondering, and we get this a lot here on the show, about the quality. It was not an OEM part, but it was just a regular oil filter made by someone else. You know, they looked it up and asked the guy at the counter if that was the correct one. I was wondering about the quality of these filters that may not be always OEM. And we get that a lot. What would you say?
That is a good question. And keep in mind that the manufacturers don't make any of the parts. They buy... They source out the parts from different vendors. They assemble the vehicles. So the car makers are assemblers of vehicles. They don't make parts. Keep in mind that the companies are making the parts need more than just the manufacturer as a customer, meaning that that oil filter, depending on the make and the model and the brand of the filter, it could be the original equipment. So when you go to the parts store, they have all these different varieties, good, better, best. Don't buy the bottom of the rung, you know, don't buy the bottom shelf part, but you also don't have to necessarily buy the top of the line part. So the good middle level or upper middle level, I think it's probably sufficient. It's probably likely the same OE quality, which will serve you and your vehicle for a long time.
Very good. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break and look at that holiday forecast, and we come back answering more car care questions. You have problems with your vehicle, and you want to get a little analysis over the radio. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's will do that very thing. Call us or text us. 651-461-9226. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful showroom here at By the Yard in Jordan, Minnesota. They've got all sorts of goodies here, coffee and things to eat. And we'd love to see you if you have the time. News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Now, the latest conditions and the outlook for the next few days with your CCO forecast.
Looks like partly sunny skies today. My friend and colleague and weather person herself, Karen Falloon, is here. She said it's okay if I say 70, the high today. So thank you, Karen. You're the expert. Clear tonight. We're going to be around 51 for an overnight low. Sunny tomorrow. Beautiful day. Actually, the whole holiday weekend weather-wise looks pretty doggone good. 81 the high tomorrow. Maybe a slight chance of showers Sunday night. But Memorial Day itself looks like a sunny day, high near 88. But wait, Tuesday, if you have some extended time off, even warmer, near 92 on Tuesday. And Wednesday, small chance of showers, 87. Let's see what the end of the week looks like. Sunshine Friday, near 80. But it looks like a great outdoor weather coming up the rest of this holiday weekend. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have south wind at 9. Folks want the dew point. That is 49 degrees. Overcast, you might see some sunshine, but it's mostly overcast right now. 55 degrees here on 830 WCCO.
Hear about it, talk about it, add your voice to the mix. The CCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive is helping us out as usual. If you have any issues with your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. You know, I was thinking about, I was looking at a sign actually, Nick, about being an automotive technician. And we always like to say that's a pretty good gig. If you've got children or grandchildren who have that, what would you say to what kind of a person are you looking for? Because I remember you and Dan both, you were kind of hands-on as you were a kid anyway. You kind of like to work with your hands. You see a lot of those folks and talk to these young people who maybe should really get it. Think about this job.
I couldn't agree more. Like you mentioned, you know, I was a 15-year-old kid, went to a service station. You know, we used to have those with the full serve, and we'd check people's oils and tires and stuff on the drive. Those days are behind us. However, if you know a young person or even somebody looking for a change, I think it's a great industry. The persona of the grease monkey is kind of in the rearview mirror at this point. You know, things are very computerized. There's a lot of technology, a ton of variety, whether it's make, model, the type of problem. So if you're looking for a challenge or something where every day is different, it's a great industry. It can pay very well, you know, as we've discussed. And if you just work really hard, you know, that's part of the key. You know, Suds, our big Nick and I are talking as you know, we have three locations now. And as we're trying to figure out how to manage all this, it really comes down to our people. And we're very fortunate to have really good people. But as we look at the young people coming into this industry, as we hire new young people, that work ethic's a big thing. So if you're a young person looking to work hard and learn, I couldn't do anything else, quite honestly. So I would say if you're looking into it, contact one of your local technical schools, see what that system looks like. Talk to your neighborhood shop, see if they have an opportunity for you to work there while you're in school, and the future is bright for you.
And you mentioned technical schools. We've got some really good ones around here, haven't we?
They're amazing, and you know, a few years back enrollment wasn't great, but I would say as far as I recall, the enrollments were pretty full. So if it's something you're considering for the fall, even get in contact with them. You know, don't wait too long. You don't want to get on a wait list. So if it's something you're looking into, tour them, inquire. Like I said, go to your neighborhood shop, see if there's an opportunity to do some summer work there, you know, get a feel for it. But it's a great industry. It provides a really good for people's families, retirement, you know, all that stuff. But we have all that, you know, insurance, 401k, you know, you get your time off, you know, everything that any other career is going to offer. We have the same stuff. But the variety is one thing I'm very proud of.
Yeah, every day is different. That's great. Yeah, good gig. If you have any kind of a car care question, again, you can call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226. Standing along here, we're broadcasting live from the Jordan Showroom, the beautiful showroom here at By the Yard in Jordan, Minnesota. Here's another text that just came in. We recently purchased, Texture says, a 2020 Chrysler Pacifica van with 117,000 miles on it. It smells like something is burning when you turn it off after driving on the freeway. On one recent trip, the temperature dial spiked all the way up and just as quickly came back down. Something to be concerned about, Texture wants to know.
Yeah, I think you should get that looked at, the burning smell. Maybe something's leaking. Maybe it's getting low on coolant. That's why you see that gauge, you know, spiking like that. You don't want to ignore those types of things, because right now, which might be just a matter of a hose repair or some sort of simpler repair, we ignore those things. The vehicle overheats more, gets lower on coolant. Now we have a bigger problem. So I would say that's something I would get on somebody's schedule sooner than later. Looking at the forecast, a bigger priority. I know we all have busy lives, but when it's going to get in those upper 80s and flirting with 90 degrees here, we want to make sure that our cars are running properly, the cooling systems are working properly. The last thing you want to do is be stuck on the side of the highway in a 90-degree day.
For sure. I'm looking at another text about changing coolant, and it says, well, it's kind of a long text, that their car is like 11 years old and has never had the coolant changed. How often should that be done?
Well, as you know, I'm going to say check that owner's manual. There's a maintenance schedule in there. Look online. But I do know for a fact, 11 years, it's past due. So, you know, next time you're in for service, when you make that appointment, make sure you mention, you want, first off, if the coolant is hasn't been done in 11 years, what else hasn't? So the coolant's one thing. They obviously, it's something we're acknowledging. But make sure when you bring that vehicle in, they do a full inspection. They find that maintenance schedule, follow that inspection, make recommendations based on what they find. And you know, as you know, Denny, we always talk about maintenance is much less expensive than a repair. So when you bring your vehicle in and the, you know, talk to the shop, it's been a period of time, it's 6 months, a year, however many miles, have them do that inspection to make sure you have your car in good working order, especially as the summer months roll upon us.
Once in a while, you and I, mostly me, talk about the old days of automobiles, and it seemed to me way back when you would change that coolant much more often. It seems like newer cars, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure, I'll have to look at my you know, manual, too, with my car. But it seems like we're talking many miles before you need to change. Is that typical?
It is, and first off, I'm catching up to you, Denny. I turn the big 5-0 here in a couple weeks, so don't. I might not catch you, but I'm gaining on you at least. And you're right. You know, when I started doing this when I was a kid, you know, we do the antifreeze every other year. And the, with the technology, even hoses and belts, you know, and so cars are expensive. Repairing them is expensive, but things last a lot longer. You know, the cooling systems might be 7 years, 100,000 miles. Spark plugs are 100,000 miles. Radiator hoses we hardly replace outside of some sort of repair, which used to be a much more regular occurring item. But as vehicles have evolved, technology's gotten better, cars have gotten better, a lot of that stuff has gone with it. So I would say, you know, it's for the better. It is expensive because the way they jam this stuff in there, the labor processes and times are very sometimes a lot, you know, and it gets very expensive. But honestly, I think in the long run, we're better off.
Absolutely. Say, before we run out of time, let's grab a phone call. Denise is checking in from Minnetonka this morning. Good morning, Denise. Thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. My question is, I have a 2019 Mazda CX-3 with just under 50,000 miles, and it's a good car. I take good care of it, and, you know, I get regular oil changes and things like that. But my question is, every once in a while, every month or so, I make a trip, like a two-hour trip, northern Minnesota or Wisconsin, a couple hours here and there. And I always worry. I think, oh, my gosh, should I go have a shop look at it before I make this trip? And I realize it's not a long trip, but I just kind of should. Is it necessary to do that if I'm taking, if I do the regular maintenance on my car and take pretty good care of it? Thank you.
I would say no, it's not. If you're following the regular maintenance schedule, you have a good relationship with your mechanic in your shop, you should be fine. That being said, if you're taking a trip, for anyone for that matter, and you're concerned, a peace of mind is priceless. So the last thing we want is somebody driving across the state, across the country, worried about something. Take it in, have them kick the tires, give it a good once over, and make sure you're good to go. But honestly, if you are following the maintenance schedule, you're doing your regular maintenance and routine, you should be just fine.
Nick, I know we have to scoot here in a couple of seconds. I want to leave you with this last text that just came in. This text says, I'm still driving my 79 Camaro after 47 years. Bravo for that. Well, Nick, again, as we head out of here, thanks for your help. Folks that do need some help from Lloyd's, give us that info if you would.
Yes, sir. If you have a question, please feel free to give us a call. That's 651-228-1316. And as you know, Denny, if you're in St. Paul, we're two blocks east of Lexington Parkway at 982 Grand Avenue. For all that information and more, check out the website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Tony and I are going to be stopping by Tuesday morning to get another oil change there at Lloyd's. Nick, thank you so much. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Very good. Nick Stauffer from Lloyd's Automotive. Now, stay tuned for Ted Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat. And then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer from the U of M and our Smart Garden Show. That's in the 8 o'clock hour right here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us.
The following part of our Saturday morning programming is the service of Haskell's. All opinions and statements expressed are solely those of Haskell's Wine and Spirits or their guests. Now, alongside the wine guru himself, Ted Farrell, here's Denny Law.
Okay. You didn't cue the orchestra. There it is. Hey, it's another Saturday. Well, it's not just another Saturday at CCLN. It's It's a one we're celebrating here, if you want to call it that. My second to the last show here on WCCO Radio Broadcasting, live from the By the Yard Showroom. Beautiful furniture here in Jordan, Minnesota. Let's bring in our pal from Haskell's, Ted Farrell, with his wine chat on this special holiday weekend. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Teddy. How are you on this? Well, actually, you know, I was going to say it's a typically chilly day for Memorial Day. The major summer holidays always is the biggest letdown. You're so excited to get out and about and maybe open the cabin up or whatever, and usually you want to stay inside and play a game of Monopoly or something.
That's right. It was a rather fresh morning heading down here this morning, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. What can we talk about this morning, Ted?
Well, what we're going to probably talk about, again, the optimist in me, is we're going to talk about some wines to kind of get you ready for the summertime. I guess tomorrow might be a little bit warmer, so a bit more fortuitous to have some of those wines. But, you know, it is one of those things, like I said, you're up in your cabin maybe this weekend, maybe putting the boat in the water the first time, and there's a lot of preparations that you need to do and get done, you know, whether it is getting the furnace turned on in the place or just the floorboards washed and scrubbed or some docks in, that type of stuff. And it's really a time to prepare, so it's a good time to prepare your wine cellar as well for those warmer days in summer. And really, one of the, it's call it the hottest grape varietal that's kind of come around the corner, is everybody is going for Sauvignon Blanc, Denny. Over the course of doing these chats and all my stuff, I've seen the Chardonnay craze, then the Pinot Grigio craze. People kind of went back to Chardonnay, and now they're going back to start trying out Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc is a wonderful little grape varietal that, believe it or not, its history comes from the Bordeaux region, as far as they had an odd little mutation of their Cabernet grape, and they kind of thought it was quite interesting, and then they made some wine with it. And thought it was good. And then from there, it spread up to the Loire Valley, where it really, you could say, so especially in the Sancerre region, it perfected the art of growing Sauvignon Blanc. But it's a nice, light, crisp, and easy wine. And depending on where it comes from, you know, the reflections and the characteristics of that grape varietal can really show through. And one of the first ones, and I'm always pleased to have this, this is one of been carrying with my friend Eric Fourreau for about 25, 30 years, and it's called Chateau Lumelot, and it's Lumelot Blanc. And now it is just a general Bordeaux white. They contract grapes from all around the region, so they don't have an exact region designate, say, a Pouillac or Pessac-Ligon or even Bordeaux Superior. But they use grapes from all around the region of Bordeaux, and it's just a light, crisp, easy, refreshing wine. It's so nice. And then, you know, not, you probably don't want to do it on a day like today. You probably want to even heat it up because it's so chilly. But this is a wine that you can put at the bottom of your ice chest, and it's just light and refreshing when you get out on the lake or you get on the boat or you just want to sit on the patio. Clean citrus notes, crisp acidity on the end, just light and refreshing. So when it does warm up, it's a brilliant little wine. But also, you know, with Sauvignon Blancs, as well, you know, we always talk about who made the biggest splash in the Sauvignon Blanc regions or area recently, or in the last 10, 15 years, are the ones from New Zealand. New Zealand has just become the hot spot for Sauvignon Blancs. You know, there's the world famous Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc that everyone probably sees around. But, you know, they really, really, the soils and the climate have just allowed Sauvignon Blanc to thrive. And the interesting thing is, it's always a little bit of a tongue twister to say, it comes from the Marlborough region, which is the northern half of the Southern Island. You know, New Zealand's sliced in half. You got the Northern Island and the Southern Island, but the kind of the hot region is Marlborough, which is kind of that northern part of the Southern Island, and, you know, kind of the district in which you want your Sauvignon Blancs to come from. One that's my favorite, and it's been a great go-to Sauvignon Blanc around our house for quite a while, is called Silver Beach. Now, Silver Beach, a nice, again, they have that a little bit more, some people say green pepper, other people will say more maybe along the lines of great fruity tones to it, but with that, they're just a little bit different. I mean, if you taste those two bottles side by side, you'd swear you're drinking two completely different grape varietals. And that's all due to the climate, the soils, and all that. You know, in and around New Zealand, they say that you're never more than 9 miles away from the ocean with all the different fjords and things like that. And so it's a cooler climate, but that really gives that unique flavor in the soils that just impede into that that kind of citrusy notes and that grapefruity notes. And people just love it because it's definitely a splash in the glass. That, you know, you can serve it with wonderful little light food like salad, obviously shrimps and things like that. It's just a brilliant, brilliant light style wine to enjoy. And then, of course, there's Sancerre. Now, Sancerre, as my father always said, is Sauvignon Blanc with a PhD. Very sophisticated. It is on the little bit pricier side. A cheap Sancerre nowadays starts at about $25 and then can skyrocket up from there. But it's a great, great expression. With that, you probably want a little bit more elegant meal, but definitely if you serve that with scallops, it's a match made in heaven and just so light and delicious as well. But, you know, also, to kind of stock up your cellar and get ready for the summer season, you know, don't forget about rosés. You know, Denny, the rosés, we've seen ebbs and flows of this, but they became so popular in the last few years because people start drinking really good rosés. You know, years past, everybody, we talked about the old White Zinfandel stories of how Sutter Home brought in their Zinfandel, had cleaned the tanks out because the Merlot was ready. And back then, Merlot was the cash crop. So they had to flush the tanks of all that Zinfandel, and then they realized they had this weird pink wine that they sold at the winery only, but then people liked it so much, it became a category where it was white Zinfandel, and they kind of named it. It was kind of, but the hard part with a lot of that, it was a pink wine that had a high, high level of residual sugar. And, you know, then after a while that became, you know, not so great. People just saw it as almost like Kool-Aid. And then the interesting thing is when we introduced certain wines from, you know, well-made rosés, originally from France, people just went crazy over it. I remember at a dinner at Chateau Clark in Bordeaux, one of the Rothschilds was hosting, and they served their rosé to the guests as a nice aperitif, and their jaws dropped. And this is 20 years ago when we said, hey, can we buy some of this and sell it? And they think, you know, Americans don't like wines like this. He said, oh, well, we do, so we'll make sure that other people do. And that was Bordeaux. But the one that we just got in, and it's been a couple of years as far as some supply issues and transportation, it's called Les Odelay Rosé, and it's a vin de paix. But majority of the grapes come from the south of France, where they really, you know, that's rosés in the south of France are just perfection as far as the balance, the ease of the wine. You know, down in the area of Nice, it does get swelterly hot, so they like a nice rosé. But this one in particular, they use the rosés from about two different regions, from Provence and a little bit in Languedoc, so they have to call it vin de paix. But the Les Odelay, not to mention, too, it's kind of in a funky wah-wah-shaped bottle that's quite fun as well. But it's just light, crisp, and easy. There's tan bits of stone fruit and unripened strawberries to it. So it's a great, refreshing wine. And, again, that would be terrific if you're out on a little cruise around your lake on the pontoon. You have a little bit of that fired up, and you have maybe what – what's the new trend on pontoons? The snackle box, where you get your the little pieces in a tackle box and you fill it up with cheese and charcuterie instead of your lures. And it's just easier to carry and it doesn't spill all over the place. So get your snackle box and a rosé, and it's quite fun to have that. Lastly, a little red wine, and I know I'm playing to your fancy here, Denny. It's called Fog Mountain Field Blend. Now, field blend is an old technique that they kind of moved away from that these producers went back to, is where you actually, air quote, blended the wine in the field. So you harvested all the Merlot grapes, all the Cabernet grapes, all the Zinfandel grapes in there and harvest, and you put them all in the same bucket. And so you didn't separate it. You did all that. You did all the actual grapes are in one bucket. Then you crush and make the wine. And it makes a very, very unique style wine because there's so many different flavors blended in there. There's a little bit of Cabernet in this. There's Zinfandel. There's some Merlot. But it's just a round, voluptuous wine. So if you're out there doing some grilling, making some heavy steaks, things like that, it's just delicious. And then also, and it's just full flavored. So it's a wonderful red wine. So when you do hit some of those burgers and things like that on the grill, you know it's a match made in heaven, Dane.
I know you were talking about Sauvignon Blanc earlier, but I was thinking a couple days ago when I heard that forecast, I thought, you know, come Monday, I got to talk to Ted about that. It'd be a great day with, what is the high? Let me look here. Predicted 88 degrees Monday, I thought, and you brought up rosé. That would be perfect. A nice chilled rosé on Monday, or maybe that Sauvignon Blanc. I wanted to ask you about the what I learned from listening to you in your chats. Why is it that that Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand have that? It's kind of a grapefruity taste to it.
Well, it's entirely like a retail or a realtor's sound. Location. Location. They just have a different soil, a lot of the lava soil, eventually devolved into pumice and all that. So the different strata, and then more importantly, the climate. It's a little bit cooler climate down there. Certain days it does get a little bit hotter, but there are some of the vineyards are protected by some mountains here and there. But so that you get a little bit of warmth, but that's what really develops it. It makes it so unique and so delicious. And that's what really people years ago just jumped into the New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc market because of that kind of grapefruity, that upfront. You know, Americans like when they open up a bottle of wine, and if it has a big bouquet, they truly, truly flock to it. And that particular one, you know, you pour that in the glass, swirl it a little bit, but sometimes you really don't even swirl it. It's just pouring it into the glass. You get all those aromas, and you're ready to kind of go at it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, holiday weekend, beautiful weather, and a lot of locations for Haskell's that you can find all the good things that Ted talked about today, right?
You are correct, Denny, and, you know, we can't do much about the weather except make you feel better about it, and we have all kinds of stuff to do that, whether it's some of these wines we talked about, or we still have our 6 for 60, a great way to stock up for this holiday that ends on Monday. There's a Haskell's all around the metro area to take care of any of your needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekend. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. We have a Haskell's right in Highland Village on Ford Parkway. All right, there's a Haskell's in Bloomington and Lowman's Plaza. We also have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake. If you're headed out east, and you can stop by our Haskell's in Stillwater as well if you're going to spend some time on the St. Croix. If you're going down south, there's a Haskell's right off of 35 in Faribault. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth. If you're headed up north, if you're going even a little further north, pull over to the Haskell's in Maple Grove, our super cellar, 20,000 square feet of all kinds of goodies to get you all prepared for not only this weekend but the summer. And if you can't do any of that, you can always stop by Haskell's.com. It is open 24/7. Place your order, and we'll take care of you, and we'll get it delivered for you. And I just would like to say, first of all, please, all the listeners out there, have a very safe and wonderful Memorial Day. But also, remember what Memorial Day is all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up, Ted. Great. And let's do this one more time for me. Let's do another show next week. What do you say?
I can't believe it's one more time, pal. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself on Saturday.
Well, I'll just have to come to various Haskell's and find you, and we'll have our own little chat. How's that?
We'll have in-store chat. How about that? I look forward to those.
Very good. Thanks so much, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Now get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer from the U of M. That's straight ahead on our Smart Garden Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us.